Nicola, congratulations, selected for your second Olympic Games. Are you going to go there and retain the title?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm going to be trying my hardest to do that. I'd love to be able to do that. Create history again. It's the thing that's been keeping me motivated for the last 4 years. So yeah, let's go out and do it.
And I've been speaking to a lot of the team here. A lot of the team are quite young. They're going to their first Olympics. How much are you able to kind of help and advise about what's about to happen?
Yeah, I've been giving them all the advice I can, telling them what it's like to go into the village, what the crowds are like, what it's like to box at the Olympic Games, and they've been taking it all on board, going to the qualifiers. They're asking me what it's like, and because most of them hadn't been to a qualifiers before, so everybody's done really well, and we've got the biggest team we've had in a long while. So I'm expecting really, really good things at this Olympics.
And how would you say London 2012 changed your life?
I think for me, I'm still the same person. I just get to do really, really cool stuff. Movie awards and music award shows, meeting the Queen. Yes, it's pretty cool.
Meeting the Queen, but you have to marry up the fact you need to come in here every day and get punched in the face as well.
Yeah, that's the hard part of the job. That stuff's the easy, fun part.
What's been the reaction of your friends, your family, your mum, your brother, for example? Because I remember them, they were so supportive, obviously, of you in London. What's been their reaction about what happened to you?
Oh, they've been absolutely overwhelmed. I can't believe it. I've become world champion now, and that was the only one I was needing to complete the set. We've never had anybody do that in boxing before, male or female. So to have the Grand Slam of titles for me before going into the Olympics is absolutely everything.
And I know this is pretty brave of me because I'm talking to a woman and I'm about to discuss her age, but you're the oldest one on the list.
Yeah.
What happens for you after Rio?
Yeah, I can go to Tokyo, or I'm thinking maybe turning pro.
Yeah, what would be the situation in terms of turning pro? What is out there for you as a professional boxer?
There's world champions, world titles, and a lot more history to create. I think we need a big name to turn professional and see if I can bring the women's pro boxing along. Who knows, maybe have me on the undercard of a world title fight of Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, how inspiring is Anthony Joshua? We're stood underneath his picture here, winning his gold medal in London. You stay up, you watch the fights. How inspirational is he?
Yeah, he's very inspirational. We won our Olympic gold medals in the same year. So, you know, I know what he's like training. He still comes here training, and it's nice to see that he's doing really good as a professional as well.
Yeah, I'm told he's here all the time. You can't get rid of him.
Yeah, he's almost part of the furniture now.
And just finally, obviously, you go to Rio again. There's a bit of work to do between now and then, but you're going for that second gold. There's nothing else you want, is there?
That's it. This will be the icing on the cake for me, definitely.
Well, we'll see you there.
Thank you.